Sabbath blessing to all the dear family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, later on the recording, and on the radio. Sabbath blessing to each and every one of you on this high Sabbath, April 2nd, 2016. This is lesson 173, entitled, The First Evangelist. This is chapter 37. The opening hymn to our study today is entitled Savior Teach Me, and you will find it in the hymn book number 193. Savior Teach Me day by day, lost sweet lesson to obey, sweeter lesson cannot be, loving him who first loved me. With a childlike heart of love, at thy bidding may I move, prompt to serve and follow thee, loving him who first loved me. Teach me I am not my own, I am thine and thy alone, thy to keep, to rule, to save from a sin that would enslave. Love in loving finds employ, in obedient all her joy, ever knew that joy will be, loving him who first loved me.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, I thank you for the Spirit to have this blessed day. I thank you for the Spirit to wake us up this morning and have another blessed day. I pray that you can be able to be with us wherever we go. For us to be able to always be faithful to you and always believe on you. Let us be able to think of others before we think of ourselves. Let us be able to be strong and courageous, diligent, discerning. And help us if we ever have any troubles that bother us and but yet cannot be removed, even if it is a little hard to let go. Let us be able to always be showing mercy and compassion to one another. Let us have safe time and mercy so we have other places to be. We humble ourselves for today is communion, and that we may be able to be also yet another day being closer to you. Will be with us and lead us all the days of our lives. We're looking forward to being with you and being in the land that you promised us. Let us always have our eyes open that we may see the wondrous things out of your life. This my prayer and this precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 5, from the King James Version, and it reads, And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manners of sickness and all manner of disease. This Sabbath, boys and girls and mommies and daddies, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled The First Evangelist in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Matthew 10:5. The 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded, saying, Say, Go not unto the way of the Gentiles, and unto any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. Matthew 10:6. But go rather to the last sheep of the house of Israel.
Matthew 10:7. And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 10:8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give.
Matthew 10:9. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses. Matthew 10:10. Nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves. For the workman is worthy of his meat. Matthew 10:11. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who is in it, who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. Matthew 10:12. And when ye come into an house, salute it. Amen. Sabbath blessings, one and all. Sabbath blessing, dear sister. Today we will cover pages 349 through 350. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, babala.
Desire of Ages, page 349. The apostles were members of the family of Jesus, and they had accompanied him as he traveled on foot through Galilee. They had shared with him the toils and hardships that overtook them. They had listened to his discourses. They had walked and talked with the Son of God. And from his daily instruction, they had learned how to work for the elevation of humanity. Continuing on the next slide. As Jesus ministered to the vast multitudes that gathered about him, his disciples were in attendance, eager to do his bidding. And to lighten his labor, they assisted in arranging the people, bringing the afflicted ones to the Savior, and promoting the comfort of all. They watched for interested hearers, explained the scriptures to them, and in various ways worked in their spiritual benefit.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What were the apostles members of, and what did they share with Jesus as they traveled on foot through Galilee? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
They were members of the family of Jesus, and they had shared with him
the toys, hardships.
Listen to his
discourses.
Walked and talked.
With the.
You be quiet, look at you whisper.
With him.
Him.
Inform from.
His daily instruction.
They had learned.
To walk.
Elevation of humanity.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continue. This is Sister Gina. Continue Desire of Ages 349. They taught that they had learned of Jesus and were every day obtaining rich experience, but they need also an experience in laboring alone. They were still in need of much instruction, great patience and tenderness. How while he was personally with them to point out the error and counsel and correct them, the Savior sent them forth as his representative. Desire Ages 349, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Besides being taught of Jesus every day and obtaining a rich experience, what other important experiences did the disciple need to learn of him? And what were the disciples still much in need of regarding his instruction? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
They needed also an exploration.
Mm-hmm.
Experience
in
laboring
alone. And they were still in need of much instructions, great patience and tenderness.
Good job. Let's learn a beautiful song together, dear ones, that tells us how to ask the Savior to train us to labor for Him. The title is Here Are My Hands. Here are my hands, help them serve. Let my mouth speak your words, and my ears to hear your voice. Got my feet to follow your path, got my eyes to see all that you want me to be. And I will obey you with all my heart. And I will obey you with all my heart.
While they had been with him, the disciples had often been perplexed by the teaching of the priests and Pharisees. But they had brought their perplexities to Jesus. They had set before them the truths of Scripture in contrast with tradition. Thus he had strengthened their confidence in God's word, and in a great measure had set them free from their fear of the rabbis and their bondage to tradition. Next slide, please. In the training of the disciples, the example of the Savior's life was far more effective than any mere doctrinal instruction. When they were separated from him, they looked and toned, and word came back to them. Often when in conflict with the enemies of the gospel, they repeated his words, and as they saw their effect upon the people, they rejoiced greatly.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what had often been perplexing to the disciple while they had been with Jesus? And what had our Savior set before them to strengthen them? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is they had often been perplexed by the teaching of the priests and Pharisees, but they had brought their perplexities to Jesus. And the truth of Scripture, in contrast with tradition, strengthened their confidence in God's word, and in a great measure set them free from their fear of the rabbis and their bondage to tradition.
In continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 350. Calling the 12 about him, Jesus bade them to go out two and two through the towns and villages. None were sent forth alone, but brother was associated with brother, friend with friend. Thus they could help and encourage each other, counseling and praying together, each one's strength supplementing the other's weakness. Amen. And continue on the next slide. In the same manner, he afterwards sent forth the 70. It was the Savior's purpose that the messengers of the gospel should be associated in this way. In our own time, evangelistic work would be far more successful if this example were more closely followed. And on the slide, on the screen, and that was Desire of Ages, page 350, paragraph 1, and this slide, it says, "Go forth, my children. I will be with you. I will be with you. You be with and in you." Sorry. And it also says, Then said Jesus to them, "Peace be unto you, as my Father had sent me, even so I sent you." And that was from John chapter 20, verse 21.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. As Jesus called the 12 about him, bidding them to go out, were they sent forth alone? And why did he arrange it that way? If you have the answer to these questions, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
No, Jesus bade them go out to the and to. Brother was assassinated.
No.
Associated with brother. Friend with friend, and they could help and encourage each other. Counseling and praying together. Each one strengths some something.
Each one strength supplementing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn yet another beautiful song there once that tells us we were also called to be Jesus' disciple, entitled There Were 12 Disciples. Just give me a few seconds to arrange this.
There were 12 disciples. Jesus called to help them. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, his brother, John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us too. We are his disciples. I am one and you. He has called us too. We are his disciples. We his work must do.
Amen. There were 12 disciples. Jesus called to help him. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, his brother, John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the sons of Alphaeus, Titus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us too. We are his disciple. I am one of you. He has called us too. We are his disciple. We his work must do.
Amen. Praise.
Isaiah page 350. The disciples' message was the same as that of John the Baptist and of Christ himself. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. They were to enter into the controversy.
No controversy
with the people as to whether Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah. But in his name, they were to do the same works of the mercy as he had done. He bade them, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye received, freely give. Isaiah 350, paragraph 2.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Was the disciples' message the same as that of John the Baptist and Christ himself? And what works of mercy did Jesus bid them to do as he had done? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, babala.
Yes, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he bade them heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John chapter 3, verse 17 from the King James Version, Desire of Ages, page 350. During his ministry, Jesus devoted more time to healing the sick than to preaching. His miracles testify to the truths of his word that he came not to destroy, but to save. His righteousness went before him, and the glory of the Lord was his reward. Wherever he went, the tidings of his mercy preceded him. Where he had passed, the objects of his compassion were rejoicing in health and making trial of their newfound powers.
Desire of Ages, page 350. Crowds were collecting around them to hear from their lips the works that the Lord had wrought. His voice was the first sound that many had ever heard. His name, the first word they had ever spoken. His face, the first they had ever looked upon. Why should they not love Jesus and sound his praise? As he passed through the towns and cities, he was like a vital current, diffusing life and joy wherever he went.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. To what did Jesus devoted more time than to preaching his ministry? And what was Jesus like as he passed through the towns and cities? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Jesus devoted time to healing the sick than to preaching. His miracles testified to the truth of his words, that he came not to destroy, but to save. And he was like a vital current, diffusing life and joy wherever he went. Amen.
So let us learn our last song once, asking for our Savior to use us for his service in saving souls, entitled, O Lord, Use Me. We have come to the ending of the first section of our study, and this is the time that we gather all the little ones for story.
Boys and girls, it's story time, and guess what we're going to talk about today? Self-denial. Any idea what that is? Well, we're going to learn some more about it as we go along. The disciples said to Jesus, "Lo, we have left all and have followed thee." Mark 10:28. Now, that'll be a question after that that we'll probably get to next week. I don't know. All have daily lessons to learn in the school of Christ and a daily experience to gain that they may understand their duty as his children. Many an honest, well-meaning person makes no advancement in the Christian life because he does not see the necessity of constantly learning more of Jesus. What is advancement? It means becoming more like Jesus. It means reading the Bible daily and practicing what you read. When first converted, he rejoices that he has taken his position on the Lord's side. A year later, he bears the same testimony. That means he has nothing new to tell about his walk with Jesus. There is no evidence of spiritual growth. He is still weak as a child. No evidence of spiritual growth means he has not become more like Jesus. The first experience of the new convert is happy and joyous, but trials come and perplexities of life are to be met. Perplexities are things that you don't understand. Sinful traits of character that have not been controlled strive for the mastery. You still react badly to others' words and treatment. And too frequently, sinful traits obtain the mastery. That means that you are overcome by the temptation. Then comes a loss of confidence and peace. Neglect of prayer and reading of the scripture. Oh, well, I can't do that. I can't do what's right. Why try? Well, that's the devil tempting you. For want of knowledge and experience, which they should have, many are overcome by Satan. They do not know how to discern or recognize his temptations or to resist them. Have faith in Jesus as your helper. Remember that you are not to choose your own work or follow your own ways, but to look to Jesus as your guide and pattern. Keep his example before you and constantly ask what will be pleasing in his sight. When you are tempted, ask yourself WWJD. What does that mean? That means, what would Jesus do? It's a good thing to remember. Learn from him lessons of self-denial and self-sacrifice. What do those big words mean anyway? Self-denial means doing without something you would like. And self-sacrifice means giving up something to help someone else. Watch every moment, keeping your mind stayed upon God and doing his will. Instead of having a... Are we knocked out?
No.
Instead of having your mind upon dress, don't think about how you can dress to be equal with or look better than your friends. And suffering pride to dwell in your heart. Seek to deny yourself. Be holy. Let your mind dwell upon heaven. Let your conversation be there also. You can do this by singing songs that praise Jesus. Those who follow Christ will choose the suffering, self-denying part. They will have his approbation here. What does that big word mean? Approbation means Jesus is happy with you. And you'll have his glory and immortality and eternal life hereafter. Immortality means that you live forever. That's Sons and Daughters of God, page 89. And once again, the question was asked by the disciples.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next week, we will continue with part 2 of our study entitled The First Evangelist of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommy and daddies, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep us safe. Thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for feeding us today. And thank you for bringing us all together to hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thanks for the thing to keep me safe. We have to go to heaven and pray for God and obey God and hopefully and everything we do to keep God safe. And he is always safe. And we hope to pray for mommy and Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be April 9, 2016. We will continue with part 2 of our new chapter, 37, First Evangelist. I hope and pray that all of you were blessed. We have also prepared activity for the whole family to continue the dialogue at home on this very blessed lesson concerning how to go out and follow Jesus' footsteps to share the good news with those that we are in association and those in our neighborhood as well. So you have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath on this high Sabbath, everyone. God bless.